This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So I recently regaled you guys that I made some dinner reservations for my lovely bride and myself.
At Olive Garden?
No, hold on. He did say, did he say where?
Yeah, it was Maggiano's.
Oh, that's right.
It was, yeah.
Because they've been to too many fancy places recently. They had to bring it down a little bit.
Yeah.
For Valentine's Day, bring it down.
I would love to talk trash. Seriously, there are some amazing Italian restaurants in the state of Colorado. There's like Quality Italian and Carmine's and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Maggiano's is dope.
It's really good.
I mean,
it's really good.
For a chain. Well, God, yeah. What's that place we ate at, though?
The one...
Cranelli's.
Yeah.
Just a strip mall, like apartment building or whatever.
So good.
What great food. Oh my God.
For me, it's hard to mess up Italian food. It's just like, as long as you've got the bowl of bread, I'm happy. Like, we're 90% there.
Have you eaten... This is weird. I know we're going to get to your thing. Mm-hmm. Somebody told me the new spot over by here is good.
There's a new Italian place?
Yes. It's where Tokyo Joe's was. King Supers.
Yeah.
It's called Oliver's.
Yeah, there's
a little man right next door, so you can just go like grub out on breadsticks and then get little man when you're done. Shut up. Let's go. Why are we still here?
In this a guy's name, I
it's
think.
It's Oliver's.
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 Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we got to go there.
Okay, cool.
I'm down.
Too.
Aaron, not to invite you. But like, what can you do in an Italian place?
I'll take
like,
her basket
pasta,
of bread.
No. Best bread, no. Like, we don't, it's like taking
Sometimes
you,
they have gluten-free pasta or something.
Okay.
Or like eggplant.
It's just like
stuff.
Taking me to a sour cream fair, you know?
We're going
like,
to do that too, don't you worry. A ranch
take me to
fair.
A Cinnabon. Ugh. Okay, sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, so we went to Maggiano's. Lovely, lovely time. And as we're sitting there, so we don't go out without the kids very often. And so we're trying to take advantage of like, I'm going to get the chicken parm. It's a big chicken parm. Like, it's not like the Quality Italian one, I don't think, where you said it's like a pizza.
It's a pizza size.
But they give you two big pieces of chicken. It's enormous, you know? And my wife's like, she loves pasta. So I'm going to get pasta. But then she sees they have chicken francais.
I don't know what that is. I don't know,
it's some chicken Italian dish that she used to get.
It sounds French.
I don't, maybe it
the
is.
The way he said it was very French.
Francais.
So she's like, oh my gosh, they have this. I haven't had that in like 10 years. That's my favorite. And I'm like, oh, you know, whatever you want. Get whatever you want. And she goes, I'm going to ask our server for the recommendation, which one is better. And I said, well, I don't really like asking the servers because then if they pick the one that I kind of don't want, then I got to get.
You feel obligated.
I feel obligated. And she goes, No.
Oh, really? She doesn't have that gear?
No.
And like, if they said the Francaise is great, she's like, okay, then I'll have the Parm.
Exactly.
And I was like, oh my God.
I was uncut. Now I'm nervous because the server's going to come back and she's going to ask him. And now it's like, it's going to get weird. If you,
100%.
You ask for a recommendation and then don't take the recommendation, you can't do that, right? I fear confrontation
as much as you do. I am 100% on your side.
Good. Okay.
I've never been more on your side than this moment. Okay. Like, I asked you your recommendation. And then it's like, basically, to let them give you a recommendation, especially if it's between two things, and then they go, I feel strongly that option A is the best one. And you go, cool, give me B. It's basically like saying, I've looked you up and down, and whatever you like,
Thank you.
Then why'd you ask? If you asked and you wanted my opinion, and I said A is great, then you get A.
Have you not ever changed your mind at the last minute?
No. Not, in that case, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't. Like,
you would do that?
Yeah,
you,
I have done that for sure.
You have?
After they recommend one thing, like, you take the other?
Which one is your favorite? The chicken parm or the whatever? Francais. The French one. And if they say the French one, and I'm like, you know what? I'm actually going to go with the chicken parm. I decide I crave that.
And they don't just quit on the spot and just like, what am I doing here? What's my expertise? What's it worth to you? Just nothing?
They don't care.
You just wasted my time. You made me say what I like just to judge. No, God. I know it's not normal to feel the way I feel, but I feel so justified and want to just turn the radio station off and go hug Tiak.
Yes, thank you.
Because it's rude.
Wait, so what happened, though?
Well, I want to know what other people would do, too. So text in 303-222-5423. What is it, okay or not? So I'm panicking because I'm like Slacker. I hate confrontation. My wife works in HR. It's all confrontation all the time.
It's
so
her life.
So she's, it's fine. And I'm getting more and more nervous. He finally comes and she goes, which do you, the pasta or the chicken francaise? And he goes, oh, man. You know, the pasta is really good. The chicken francaise is... The lemon sauce or whatever they cook it in is unbelievable. And he goes, you know what? That one's too hard. I can't pick. I don't have an option for you.
You can't do that.
Now I'm like, now I don't know who to be upset with. Now you,
no, you're upset with him, bro.
Right, because we asked for your expert opinion. Yes. And you're like, man, I don't know, toss up. It's a toss up.
You don't get to
do
that.
Do you honestly believe, though, that they have tried every single dish on the menu?
Most times they make them. A lot of night, like... I don't know if
I guess nicer restaurants. Yeah,
they're like, because they have to come out and go, tonight's special.
I'm literally picturing Olive Garden. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I've done the Olive Garden training like 5 times.
No, I don't actually want the job. Yeah. Thank you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.